Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Dione Tamure, she's experienced her own experience of struggle to find strength in difficult times. She was raised with the essence of music, song, chant, prayer, and dance. And she's here to share with us about a moment and moments that even include a wrongful incarceration. Have you ever experienced a wrongful moment when you yourself felt the injustice of the world around you? How have you processed that experience? We pause to remind you at the beginning of our show, the reason we have the Good Life program is because if you have experienced injustice, you've experienced misunderstanding, and you experience frustration as a result of that, you are not alone. And in times like these, it's good to know, hopeful to know, comforting to know that God loves you and He knows you wherever you are in life, whatever you're going through right now. He loves you so much, He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ who has touched the heart of Dione can touch your heart too. And it is our hope and our prayer that you would experience what it means to have a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ, that you would open your heart to Jesus and follow Him. Dione, welcome to our show.
Good morning.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up, my family is originally from here, from the east side of Hawaii, and I grew up in Hilo, Hawaii.
More about Hilo.
Yes, so as a child, being that my father is a minister, so I was pretty much raised in the church. I was raised in Papaiko, Hawaii.
You mentioned your dad being a minister. Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would say my mom, my dad, and my grandmother. They really molded me to be the woman that I am today.
How?
Raising me up in, being raised in the church, it was It was moments in my life that, you know, that I would never forget. I mean, I think and I feel that God is always with me. You know, His word does say that He will never leave us nor forsake us. And throughout all the challenges, you know, in my life, I've had moments where I wasn't always perfect. I've had many challenges, and being raised with the morals and values of who Christ is and who God is in my life, it really taught me to always seek Him and always be sure that He's always there for me.
You mentioned challenges, struggles. What do you refer to when you mention those?
My wrongful incarceration. It took a very big toll out of my life. I was sentenced in December, on December 2001st, 2008, I was sentenced to a 10-year term for a methamphetamine second-degree trafficking drug charge. And it was a wrongful charge. It was a mistaken identity charge. And it really took a toll on my life.
In what way?
in every way, spiritually, emotionally. I would just say the fact of being wronged.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do a lot of soul searching for myself, especially. And a lot of it had to do with being able to forgive. Forgiveness was a very hard thing for me to do at first. But at the same time, I just came to that point in my life where I need to forgive for myself and not for anybody else so that I can move on.
How did you do it?
Through music, song, chant, prayer, and dance. Out of the 10-year sentence, I did 5 years. And in that 5-year process, being that I am a vocalist, I wrote 25 songs on this journey. And I was given the opportunity while being incarcerated to teach a Polynesian cultural dance class also. And I've met a lot of beautiful people on this journey. On that journey.
What has the Lord taught you, Leone, in meeting people on the journey?
The Lord has taught me humility and patience, and to remain humble, and to love unconditionally, and for without forgiveness, I cannot move on. For not having Him be a part of my journey, I don't know where I would be today.
Have you, maybe this relates right in along the lines of the wrongful incarceration, I'm thinking about being misunderstood. Have you ever felt misunderstood in your life?
A lot of times I felt misunderstood. But with having an open heart and an open mind about life in itself,
yes,
it allowed me to really accept life for what it is and to always remember in my hearts of hearts that I have people who love me unconditionally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How did your parents, who influenced you growing up, how did they respond when they found out about your incarceration?
Well, at the time of my second trial, because my first trial, I had a hung jury, and the second trial, the jury said that I was guilty. I had just lost both mothers, my stepmom and my biological mother. And it was a very trying time for me. And my family, they're very devastated, of course. I mean, very devastated. I know... It was one of the most trying times in my life. I mean, it's hard to really explain. I think that if it wasn't for their unconditional love and for supportive of having friends here and the support groups and the support system that I have now, I really don't know where I would be today. I mean, especially with being able to remember that God is always here, that God is always with me, you know. And it was some challenging times. I mean, at times I'd be angry. I mean, I've gone through fights over, I mean, being angry, and it was a very difficult moment for me. It wasn't easy at all.
Anger can get the best of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have capacity for anger. And if we're honest, and those who are closest to us would know very well, because they have seen it in us. What was it for you that has made you so angry in those times when you would have to fight or choose to fight?
Well, feeling having that feeling of not just the loneliness, but having that feeling of like everything's just beyond my control. You know, I'm in a controlled environment. I'm in a situation that I don't belong in. I really, at one point, I lost myself. At one point, I really did. And having, you know, churches come into the prison system, staying connected through fellowship, through WCCC's New Hope, Windward New Hope, who is, like, their church is, like, totally faithful every Wednesdays. Just having that connection allowed me to bring myself back.
This is very timely. Very timely, Dione. You know why? Because someone today may be on the verge of losing themselves. Maybe in a very similar situation as you have been, and maybe not, but at their own end, or on the verge of it. Someone may have already stepped over, and they've lost themselves, and they're wondering, in some glimpse of a flicker of hope. For their life. Can God bring me back? Here you are, nodding your head, a glint in your eye that indeed it can be done. You're proof of that.
Amen.
Dear one, as you listen to Dione Tamure, the word is out. There is hope. She'll share more about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Dione Tamure. She was sharing before our break about a moment when she experienced, well, they're incarcerated, a moment where she was at the end of herself. She's going to share about what took place as a result of that, or what the surrounding circumstances were. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Dione Tamure in studio with us today. You can find out more about our program if you're tuning in right now. Get the program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com, that and other resources. Dione, yes, let's go back to that moment you felt at the end of yourself. But what went on around that led to you being at this this particular place in your life?
So, I was actually born with a medical condition that's called hermaphroditic gender dysphoria. And on December 1st of 2008, I was sentenced to prison. And I went through the intake process at Oahu Community Correctional Center. Then I was transferred to Halawa Correctional Center, which at the time I didn't know that it was a male's facility. I ended up, they housed me at Halawa Correctional Facility, the Department of Public Safety, and a week in being at, in Halawa, I was sexually assaulted by a male inmate. After the Department of Public Safety recognized that I didn't belong at Halawa Correctional Facility, I was then transferred to the Women's Correctional Facility, mm-hmm. where I pretty much did almost about 5 years there. During that time in my life, I was on the verge of giving up. I was on the verge of committing suicide. I was very lost, alone, afraid. And it was a very, very, very big traumatic experience. And I was very lost. I felt very lost and alone. I felt like giving up. Like there was just no, absolute no purpose for me anymore.
How would you describe, Dione, describe your aloneness?
Aloneness. Lost. Lost. Just the feeling of being lost. Afraid. Fear.
Fear of what?
Fear of just the fear of being in a situation that I have that I had absolutely no control over.
You know, when you talk about coming to your end, contemplating drastic measures, you join a club, so to speak, unofficially speaking, of people across the world of many nationalities and of many ages who themselves contemplate in the midst of their own loneliness, in the midst of their own fears and purposelessness, drastic measures. How, Dione, how did you come out of that? How did you make it through?
I sat in my cell one day and I picked up a pen And I just started to write my feelings down of how I felt. And I then remembered a song that my sister wrote when we were children. And the name of the song was called "I Will Serve You Forever." And at the time, my sister didn't get to finish the song, so I completed that song while in my cell, alone.
What were the lyrics?
Oh. It was, okay, so the first verse goes, it says, one day I was down, I didn't have anyone to turn to, but Jesus... I told the Lord that he will see me through, and he said that he will give life to me. And then the chorus says, and I will serve you forever, and I'm thankful for all that you've done for me, and I will worship you forever because you alone are worthy.
So you finish the song, you write it there in mm-hmm. the cell. Did things change?
Yes, soon right after that I was transferred to the women's correctional facility.
Oh, so this happened when you were still at Halava,
yes.
The male facility.
Mm-hmm.
And they made the transition. Do you feel like God intervened?
Yes, definitely.
Have you, Dione, experienced, because of your condition, the condition that you were born with, challenges even in your earlier years?
For me... As a child, my family always nurtured and loved me. You know,
loving environment.
Yes, very supportive, very loving. And the support was amazing. I mean, I would never give up anything from mm-hmm. my childhood.
So when you went to the women's facility, was it different there? I mean, obviously different, I mean, males and females, but mm-hmm. different in terms of the social interaction and internally your own hopefulness? Was there more hopefulness? Was there more of a sense of peace and safety?
Yes. I have found out that at WCCC, there's more accessibility to... support and networking. There's different education classes, people who come in from the outside, from different denominations. And pretty much fellowship is more accessible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where, who are some that have come in to help you?
City of Refuge.
What did City of Refuge do? What kind of ministry? What kind of program?
There were weekly Bible studies. And at the time, I was actually more active with WCCC New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
I also had the opportunity to be a part of the TLR program, which is a total... life recovery program. It is a faith-based program, which I felt that helped me through the journey also. And
I'd like to talk about that,
mm-hmm.
that total life recovery program,
yes.
and how it practically helped you. You know, we have listeners who are incarcerated, and, you know, this is a way of you ministering to them. But also those you don't have to be incarcerated. People, well, I can speak figuratively or metaphorically from the standpoint of people have their own incarcerations in their own lives, shackled in their own or behind their own bars that keep them from living lives of liberty. When we come back, Dione Tamure, who is with us today. Dione, I'd like for you to share more. Sometimes we come, when we speak about difficult moments, sometimes it's, yeah, you're right. People are right. We can't just smoothly sail through these kinds of issues. Sometimes we stutter. Sometimes we pause because it's coming from a very deep place, and this deep place is a place that we don't always draw from. When we come back, we'll share more of it with you. Okay, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Hey, when you hear the words total surrender, how do you feel? Do you feel a challenge? Do you feel threatened? Do you feel like, do you feel at peace? Well, maybe it's an issue of who you're surrendering to. If you're surrendering to God and you're at a tight spot, you're in a tight spot in life, and you know that if you surrender to God, you relinquish yourself of yourself and all that you're able to do, because at that point you realize that you can't do enough, and you're sort of a bankrupt place in life. And yet if you're surrendering to God, wow, you access and are now open to more resources than you ever thought you had. And you're in the hands of God and God's care. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and you're probably saying, Danny, why are you talking about total surrender? Well, there was a part in our last segment when we talked about, when Dione Tamure talked about writing a song. I asked her for the lyrics. Unbeknownst to her, I was hoping she would maybe sing a little bit of the song. And, you know, because the way you sing it, the lyrics come alive. And it really came through her life. Find out more about this show at thegoodlifeway.com. But in the meantime, Dione, can you sing for us Total Surrender?
Sure. One day I was down. I didn't have anyone to turn to. But Jesus, I told the Lord, only you can see me through. Only you can see me through. And you said, you give life to me. And I, Lord, I will serve you forever. Lord, I will serve you forever. And I, Lord, I thank you for all you've done for me. Lord, only you alone. Lord, you're worthy. And I, Lord, I will serve you forever. Lord, I thank you for all you've done for me. And I, Lord, I will worship you forever. Oh, Lord. Lord, only you are alone. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, only you alone. Lord, you're worthy.
Did you sing it while you were in Halava? Did you sing it?
Yes. I was still putting it together, kind of thing. So, yeah.
You can put the lyrics down, but I would imagine it does something when you sing it. What does it do in you?
It makes me feel free. Hmm. It gives me peace of mind.
Yeah. The song in the midst of pain. Sometimes when it's a prayer. Really, it's a prayer of what you're singing. When you, I often wonder how it touches the heart of God when we pray, when we sing, as you have, in the dark moments of life. And I also consider how he manifests himself to us.
Amen.
In unique and in that precious ways. Total life recovery. So you go to the women's facility. What took place there in the rebuilding of the life of Dione Tamure?
So the total life recovery, it was run by Chaplain Bonnie and
Bonnie Holcomb.
Holcomb and Chaplain Tammy. Tammy Tursis, I think. Yes. So the Total Life Recovery Program, it's about reclaiming my life back to its rightful place. The program in itself helped me rebuild not just my spirit, not just my spiritual growth, but my physical, my psychological, my emotional growth in Christ. Mm-hmm. There's different assignments that it's called the Genesis process. And in the Genesis process, we work on addiction, our future goals. We talk about our struggles, our strengths, our experiences, dreams, and hopes. And it's a process, you know, it's a process. And we are actually given a counselor. Every single sister who's in the program is given a counselor to pretty much process everything. So rather if it's trauma, addiction, it's pretty much a one-on-one counseling session.
What are your hopes?
My hopes today is to bring my music forward and to touch lives and to make a difference in the lives of many. To bring strength to the broken and to the weak. And like how you said earlier that, like for me, just because I was physically incarcerated, you know, there's many, 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 many people in the world today who may be spiritually incarcerated, you know, and I want everyone to know that as God stated that he would never leave me nor forsake me, and I know he was, you know, that he's here and he's there for me all the time.
Jesus says in Luke that he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Mm-hmm. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are downtrodden, and to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. What does that mean to you?
For me, that means that I have a purpose. He has a purpose for me. He has a divine purpose for me. And that I am put on this earth for a reason, and it's to bring his message forward of love, of forgiveness, of hope, of peace, and having sound mind.
If you could change something, if you had, let's say you had life to live over again, having gone through what you have, would you change anything?
Where I am today, no.
Why?
No. Because today I'm a changed woman. You know, I'm a woman of God. I know what it is to full-heartedly forgive. I have the peace of mind today to know that I have a purpose in life, and that is to make a positive difference in the lives of others through music, song, chant, prayer, and dance. Mm. Through the gifts that Akua, that God has blessed me with.
When you talk about forgiveness, it can't be easy.
Mm-hmm.
How did you go through that process?
I've learned that forgiveness is something that I do for myself and not for others, so that I can move on.
Mm. Go further.
And it's so easy today to say, oh, yeah, well, you know what? I forgive you. And it's, you know, and it's power ready, or it's finished, or it's done. But to have gone through what I've gone through and what I've experienced, though it was very life changing, I have grown to know that God's love is eternal, and that without, really truly without Him, I am truly nothing. Though I have gone through all of these many challenges on the wrongful incarceration journey, I know today that I serve an awesome God, and that everything's going to be okay. Mm. I have a solid support. I have solid support team behind me.
I want to hear about your solid support team when we come back from our break. Because it's hard to imagine someone speaking about their experiences as you are, having gone through what you've gone through. It's hard to imagine that without a support system, a support group. I'd like for you to describe that when we come back from this break. Do you have a support group, dear one, as you listen? A support group, a support friend, someone, a brother or sister in Christ? It might be your biological brother or sister, or it might be a friend who's like a biological brother or sister, someone that you can trust, someone that knows you, knows all the dirt about you and still loves you even more, strangely enough. Touches your heart, you know, when someone loves you that way. Looking at the scars of our lives, they tell us the story, and the story of God's grace. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
If you want to hear about or read about, you want to find out about somebody's story, they'll say, well, go read the story in a book. You can read the autobiography of someone as they have, written it down. Sometimes those stories are made into movies and you can watch it. But, you know, every one of us has a book to read and a book that talks about us. And it's in the form of scars in our lives. You look at some people, they've got scars on their face. I've got a few scars on my own face, and I've got stories to tell about each one of those scars. And you might have scars in various parts of your anatomy, but there are also hidden scars that are located in our hearts. Things that we've experienced, they're seared into our minds. There are certain scars, and it affects the way we behave. It affects the way we think and relate with others. And in the healing process, God, in His grace, does not allow us to go through it alone. In fact, part of His healing or recovery is the support of others. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Dione Tamure is here with us. And it is our hope that we, in the way that God has set this all up today, are part of your support group, even in this moment, in a way reminding you that the Lord Himself knows and loves you and is here for you. If you don't even know personally what it means to have a relationship with God, well, perfect in the sense that's why we're here for you. And if you're walking with the Lord, well, that you would be encouraged, built up, strengthened, and maybe even move to help not only yourself but help others. Dione, share with us about your support system in the whole process of your recovery.
Yes, so while I was incarcerated, a dear friend who actually, to this day, we're really good friends, and I met her in the prison system. She visited. I was actually a part of a program that's called RDAP. So it's a residential addiction program, abuse something. It's a drug program, rehabilitation program. And I've met this woman. Her name is Clara Priester, and she is actually the executive director for Women's Board of Missions for the Pacific. And during my transitional process, their organization, also, Women Going Deeper in God. It's two organizations, and she really helped me with the transitioning process, transitioning from incarceration back into the society, Also, the Pu'a Foundation. There is a group that's called Women Supporting Women. Yet to this day, I'm a part of that support group also. And what that organization do also is help with the transitioning, with housing, with employment. It's a trauma to transformation program. Works with specifically with women. There is also a men's supporting men's group out there. To all the audience who want to know about it. Pretty much these groups help me. I'm still connected with them. We have weekly, monthly meetings. We do community service. We go out and we feed the homeless in Waimanalo and also in at the Kaka'ako Beach Park. So we pretty much stay connected. We support each other. A lot of us are connected with the church. which is pretty much our foundation. Mm. And we come together and we have a meeting and we talk about how everybody's doing. And we also have a transitional house in Waipahu. And we pretty much just support each other, you know. And
when you talk about this friend, Clara Priester, how has she helped you?
She's mentored me through her organization has helped me out financially. Her organization, Women's Board of Missions of the Pacific, has helped me with hygiene, things that I needed to help restore my life. And most importantly, it's through God's word. Hmm. It's through his teachings that really made our friendship stronger. She is a mentor to me. Mm.
You know, dear Nate, you're blessed. Blessed in a couple ways. This is just a brief observation. Blessed to be mentored. Not everyone is mentored. But you're blessed to have a mentor. You're also blessed because you receive mentorship that speaks of your spirit, that you have a mentorable heart, a teachable, moldable heart. I think that's an act of God's grace to do that in a person. Have you always been a teachable person, or did God have to take you through some bumps along the way, or allow you to go through some rough times to create a suppleness in your own heart to be mentored?
As a child and teenager growing up, for me, a part of being a great leader, you know, I was always taught that I need to remain teachable. Mm-hmm. Of course, going through what I've gone through with the wrongful incarceration, there was a lot of times in my life during that time that I just didn't want to hear it, or I just didn't want to accept. I didn't want to be a sponge and absorb whatever anybody wanted to say, and a lot of it had to do because of anger, you know, and being in the situation that I was in. Today I can remain humble, and a lot of it has to do with pride too. Mm-hmm. For me. And what I have found is that when I can put my pride down and be open and be a sponge and absorb things that are really, really, really positive for my mind, body, soul, and spirit, it allows me to remain teachable and learn.
What has Clara taught you?
No matter what, to remain humble. Hmm. Humbleness takes me a long way. And always remember to put God first, no matter what. And my favorite scripture is actually Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And I know today that it is through him that I can do all things.
Why? Why does that scripture mean so much to you?
Because there was a point in time in my life where I felt like giving up, and there was no other way out. But after being where I am today, you know, I can find, you know, I find healing. I have found strength. That God is a God of miracles. And that when I can totally submit my life to him, I know that he will take care of everything, and he will bring people into my life that I need to help mentor and mold me and not mislead me.
I was just thinking about that, you know, because when you are mentored, implicit in the mentorship is that you yourself, Dione, will be a mentor to someone else. Mm-hmm. So let's just think about that for a moment. If you were mentoring someone who comes from some relatable point in life that you have been in your experience, what would you say to them? We've got about a minute left. What would you say to that someone? That person may be listening right now. What would you say?
What I would say is that no matter what trials and tribulations that we might go through in life, that always know that God is always there, and he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And when we surround ourselves with positive people, people who will believe in us, who will help us through life, rather if it's through a simple conversation, through prayer, through supplication, by reading his word, that life is going to be okay. You know, and we all go through trials and tribulations and challenges. And really, it's all about the support system. And I want our audience to know that the support is out there, that the resources are out there. We just need to, I just needed to be willingly open to accept and to nurture.
And the Lord has brought Clara Priester, and the Lord has brought City of Refuge, mm-hmm. Christian Fellowship, and dear one, as you listen to Dione today, the Lord has brought people into your life, whether it's individuals or groups or churches into your life. I think I would say, as I look at you, Dione, your example of openness, that should hopefully transfer to someone who's listening today, a heart of openness, because again, implicit even in the openness is a humility. And you embody that, dear sister. So, dear one, I hope you've been moved today by Dione Tamure. Dione, thank you for coming today.
Thank you so much for having me today.
And in this moment of being refreshed and renewed from Dione, you know, God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you, as she has today. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I've got a special presentation set up for you there. Watch that and respond. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click partners. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Dione Tamure. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.